Hey guys, we're back at it with the Racial Discrimination Podcast. Today we will discuss whether racism has improved or gotten worse. For those who are listening to our podcast for the first time, my name is Emma Stones and I am majoring in racial discrimination.
And my name is Lexi Roberts and I am a professor at Sac State and a major in ethnic studies.
I can't wait to share our opinions and thoughts on this topic.
I would have to agree with them on this one because there are many things going on with society and in some ways connected to this novel. The novel we are doing for today's podcast is To Kill a Mockingbird. Some of you guys have read this book in 8th or 9th grade. In this, there is a young girl named Scout who lives with her brother Jem and dad Atticus. Atticus is a lawyer of the town of Makeup and was assigned to defend a black man for raping a white woman.
We have so much to discuss about this book and racial discrimination.
Also, we have to say that this book has a lot of racism in every moment. Even though blacks are still being accused more than whites, racism has improved since the time of To Kill a Mockingbird.
All right, so let's start with how racism plays a big role in this book. One part that really stood out was when Lula brings a racist comment to Jem and Scout. This happened when Cal took Jem and Scout to an African-American church. Lula told Jem, Scout, and Calpurnia, "You ain't got no business bringing white children here. They got their own church. We got ours. It is our church, and it's Miss Cal." She goes on and offends them. Joining us now to discuss racism in this teacher is a teacher from Skyline High School. She is a freshman English teacher. Please welcome Jessica Rodriguez.
Happy to be here with you guys.
So Jessica, what is your opinion on what Emma said?
Well, my opinion is that Lula is saying she doesn't want white children in an African-American church. Rather than telling Scout and them to go into their church, this shows that Lula is reinforcing racism.
I also thought the same thing. I also want to tell you when Rachel was letting the kids of what happened to Atticus when Bob Ewell was confronting Atticus. He said, "Mr. Bob Ewell stopped Atticus on the post office corner, spat in his face, and told him he'd get him if it took the rest of it."
Yeah, Bob Ewell is confronting Atticus for defending a black person. This shows that Bob Ewell is being racist to Atticus because Atticus was just defending another race different from his own. Also, Bob Ewell is telling Atticus that it will take him the rest of his life to hurt him just for defending a black man.
Okay, so what can you say about when Scout was telling Aunt Alexandra if they could go to Calpurnia's church, and Aunt Alexandra was being racist to Calpurnia about her church? She said, "You all were coming back from Calpurnia's church on Saturday." Jem said, "Yes, some. She took us. I remember something. Yes, some. And she promised me I could go out on her to her house some afternoon. Atticus, I'll go next Saturday if it's all right. Can I?" Cal said, "She'd come get me if you were off in a car."
So this is saying that Calpurnia Church is just for some of people of color. This shows that Aunt Alexandra has a bias towards people of color because she doesn't want them to go back again.
In the book, Atticus was defending a black man by raping a white woman. After they were done talking about the case, Atticus told them something that took them a long time to decide if he was guilty or not. He said that she was white and she tempted a Negro. She did something that in our society is unspeakable. She kissed a black man, not an old uncle, but a strong young Negro man. No code mattered to her before she broke it, but it came crashing down on her afterwards.
Well, this is saying that Maya excusing Tom of raping to cover up the fact that she was the one that had lunged him and kissed him. She did that because the code was that white and black can't be together. It's could only be with one only race, and she had broken the code. Then the reason she was able to accuse Tom was because she was white and had a big advantage of being winning the case.
Wow, there are so many things that happen in the book.
Yeah, I can't believe that is what happened back then.
Thank you for being here with us, Jessica.
Well, it's an honor to be here.
Well, we will take a break and come back with what is happening in the real world. Welcome back to Racial Discrimination Podcast. Yeah, so today we have a journalist who dedicates their time on studying racism, and here is Amelia Ramirez.
Hi, everyone.
So I heard that you had some ideas of racism still happening to this day.
Yeah, I found a lot of interesting things happening nowadays.
All right, well, here we have something that an actor named Keith Powell. These co-workers were being racist to him by the way he speak while they were interviewing him. He said, "When I was told I talked white, my natural instinct was to get offended, think the racial divide was hopeless, and then passive-aggressively speak in a British accent. What I've come to understand, however, is that in these moments, revealing more about yourself is exactly what's needed." What does he mean by that?
Well, what he is saying is that they are being racist towards someone different from their own race. Also, they think that it will be better if it's someone from a different race. Maybe they think that the people of color can't speak the same way they do. In other words, that the people of color can't speak their way. I also found out that in the movie Black Panther, the director tries to make African Americans look violent. Actor Winston Duke played as Baku. He said that Baku, the leader of the Mountains Jaber tribe, Rose is shushed. Baku threatens that if Rose speaks again, he will feed into his children.
Yeah, we also found that interesting. Do you have any ideas why they would try to make African Americans speak violently or make them look like a bad person?
I think this is making them look like African Americans look violent and making their culture look different in a bad way. Mm. People also thought that since they were black, at a banquet devouring monkey brains, live baby snakes, and other treats, presuming the social norms of a Western audience, the scene uses these unusual foods as shorthand to make those eating it seem sinister. In practice, that dates back to the earliest days of cinema film. Buffs can watch countless reels of footage depicting dark-skinned savages with stranger eating habits. I feel that like this makes people think the worst about them.
I agree with you, Amelia. Do you think that in general, every comment that is made in TV shows, articles, etc., are affecting African Americans even more? Or do you think that back in the days, on TCAM, things were worse?
In my opinion, overall, I think that things related to racism has at least been getting a little better than back then. Now, African Americans or any other race have more opportunities than before.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I was reading this article called "Redlining Was Banned 50 Years Ago. It's Still Hurting Minorities Today." So basically, they were saying that the government didn't want to let colored people take loans to buy houses, right? And those loans to buy houses would be hard if their grandma or mom wasn't able to buy a house. But the thing is, we can pay off the loans. Like, there's one part in the article, it says, "Currently letting discrimination reinforces the economic goose." Mitchell said, "As middle and upper income gentry fears, moving into lower income areas are able to obtain loans to buy and renovate homes, while long-time residents rarely have access to that type of capital. The things that white people have thought since the beginning of time, they were always superior than the rest of us.
Yes, I have to agree with you on this one, because racism and discrimination has gotten out of hand. For example, how back then they would lynch an innocent black person, but now it's like you say, some and people will have some something or defend you. People assume, but don't know, like they think, oh, African Americans.
No, see.
People assume but don't know, like they think all African Americans steal or do bad stuff. Then there is the Latinos, where they think we all are all immigrants and bring drugs to the US only if they knew that we come for a better future and to learn money to spend in our family back where we're from.
Yes, and there's also neighborhoods that were predominantly made of African Americans, as well as Catholics. Jews and immigrants from Asia and Southern Europe were deemed undesirable. There are people who are sick for not wanting people of different race in the same neighborhood that makes up of a community, because everyone being the same wouldn't be right. It's how our society throughout time was created.
Thank you for being here with us today.
It was an honor to be here.
While we still have many people that are being racist to each other, but at the same time, it is slowly getting better, a little by little.
I also agree with you, Emma. Over time, from To Kill a Mockingbird and now, it had improved over time, but they're happening the same thing that happened in the time of the Great Depression.
Well, that is all we have time for, folks.
We will come back with more ASMR racial discrimination.
As always, my name is Emma Stone.
And my name is Lex Roberts, and you were listening to ASMR Racial Discrimination.
Thank you for joining us at the Racial Discrimination. See us next time. Bye.